to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are focusing today on the World Athletics Championships.
Kim, Monday marked the third day of competition at the World Championships in Athletics in Beijing, China. Kenya captured gold medals in the women's 10,000 meters race and the men's 3,000 meters steeplechase event. Ladies first. In the women's 10,000 meters, Kenya's Vivian Cheruiyot had a winning time of 31 minutes, 41.31 seconds. Ethiopia's Galeta Burka won the silver medal, while Emily Infeld of the USA won the bronze. It was Cheruiyot's fourth world title. She also won the 10,000 meters gold at the 2011 World Championships in Daegu, South Korea. Also in Daegu, Vivian won the 5,000 meters gold medal, and she also won gold at 5,000 meters at the 2009 World Championships in Berlin, Germany. Vivian Cheruiyot also represented Kenya with distinction at the 2012 London Olympics, winning a silver medal at 5,000 meters and a bronze medal at 10,000 meters. In the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase race Monday, the Kenyans once again dominated the action. Ezekiel Kemboi led a Kenyan sweep of the medals. Ezekiel won his fourth consecutive world title, clocking 8 minutes, 11.28 seconds. Conseslus Kipruto captured the silver medal, while Brameen Kipruto won the bronze. In other results from Beijing Monday, Olympic champion Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce of Jamaica again showed off her speed in the women's 100 meters dash final, clocking a winning time of 10.76 seconds. Daphne Schippers of the Netherlands won the silver medal, and Tori Bowie of the USA won the bronze. Nigerian sprinter Blessing Okugbare had a disappointing race, finishing last in the eight women field with a time of 11.02 seconds. Blessing is the captain of Team Nigeria in Beijing, and I know her many fans in Nigeria are hoping she can bounce back later at the World Championships in the women's 200 meters and women's long jump. Meanwhile, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce made history with her victory, becoming the only female athlete to be crowned world champion over 100 meters three times. The Jamaican star also won 100-meter world titles in 2009 and 2013. Fraser-Pryce's victory came one night after Jamaican countryman Usain Bolt scored a dramatic win in the men's 100-meter dash. Bolt came from behind and leaned at the finish line to edge American Justin Gatlin and retain his title as the world's fastest man. Bolt clocked 9.79 seconds, 1/100th of a second faster than Gatlin, who got the silver medal. Another American, Trayvon Brommel, won the bronze. It was Usain Bolt's record 9th career gold medal at the World Championships.
I definitely think this was my hardest race. I've been through a lot this season. It's been rough. And Justin has been running great. He's been showing up running fast times, so I know it was going to be easy. It's a championship, and I always say that my coach has told me one thing that I've learned over the years, that Justin Gatlin, when it comes to a championship, he always shows up. So for me, I knew that if I'm going to come here and win, I had to run a great race and well-executed race. So for me, I'm just happy that I got it done, and I'm proud of myself.
Meanwhile, Eritrean athlete Gurmay Gebreselassie has reason to be proud of himself. Gurmay made history in the very first event at the World Championships, the men's marathon. The 19-year-old became the first athlete ever from Eritrea to win gold at a World Championships. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, has that story and other news about Beijing 2015.
Good evening, Africa. The 2015 IAAF World Championships started off in Beijing on Saturday. Over 9 days, The Chinese capital is hosting the last major outdoor athletics event before next year's Olympics in Rio, Brazil. On the first day of competition, four African countries got onto the medals table. They are Eritrea with one gold, Kenya with one silver and one bronze, Ethiopia with one silver, and Uganda with one bronze. The highlight of day one was the men's marathon final, which was won by Eritrea. In taking the men's marathon title, teenager Gerumi Gebreselassie won Eritrea's first World Championships gold medal. Gebreselassie, who is just 19 years old, won in 2 hours, 12 minutes and 28 seconds on the streets of Beijing. Silver medalist Yemani Sege of Ethiopia came in with a lifetime best of 2 hours, 13 minutes and 8 seconds. And Solomon Mutai of Uganda finished third in 2 hours, 13 minutes and 30 seconds. Defending marathon champion Stephen Kiprotich of Uganda finished sixth. Africa also did well in the 10,000 meters for men, with Kenya taking the second, third, and fourth places. Staying with the IAAF World Championships, a total of 17 athletes are flying the Nigerian flag in Beijing. The team of 3 males and 14 females will compete in 9 women's and 3 men's events. Olukayode Thomas is the official spokesperson for Team Nigeria in Beijing. In this telephone conversation, I asked Thomas to describe the mood in the Nigerian camp and the medal prospects of Team Nigeria captain and Africa's fastest woman, Blessing Okagbare.
Well, the morale is very high. You know, this is the best of track and field in the world. It's the biggest championship. So for even qualifying to be here, for most athletes, it's a big deal. And we are looking at picking some medals. Then God has also blessed us with an athlete called Blessing Okagbare, who is very hardworking, focused, and she, in the last few years, has put herself on the global map. So the attention is on her and what she will do with the Jamaicans and the Americans in the 100 and 200 meters.
You talked about Blessing Okagbare, who is also Africa's fastest woman. And she is the captain of Team Nigeria. I remember that she won her first Olympic gold medal at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Will Beijing also be the venue for Okagbare's first World Championships gold medal?
When I asked her the same question, that was what she told me. She said for all that she has done in this world, the Beijing medal she won in 2008 as a teenager is the most precious to her. But right now, all our focus here is to win a gold medal. And she's been working so hard. She came before everybody. She's been here for about a week before the championship. She's focused. She's cheerful. She's playful. When you see her, you know that she's not tense. She's not arrogant, but confident that, look, I've done all the things I need to do. With God's grace, I'll be a gold medalist.
Well, Nigeria has never won a gold medal at the IAAF World Championships. Will Team Nigeria break the jinx this time?
Well, you know, the unpredictability of sport is the strongest attraction. Sport is very, very unpredictable. But we have a potential gold medalist in our hand. With a 10.79, you can be anything in the world in women 100 meters. So Blessing has what it takes to, and even in the 200, she has what it takes to win the gold medal. She has done the hard work, she has done the training, she has done everything. Every other thing is for luck and grace of God.
That was Olukayode Thomas, the official spokesperson for Team Nigeria at the ongoing 2015 IAAF World Championships in Beijing. No Ghanaian athlete is featuring at the 2015 IAAF World Championships due to visa problems. According to Ghana's athletics governing body, Alex Amankwa and Jeanette Amposa could not represent Ghana due to difficulties in getting a Chinese visa.
Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Hey, g'day mates, remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Thanks, Barry, for that red-hot listening tip. Scorching hot. Put your hand on the burner, and you're going to say, ow, ow, ow. I had a nice phone chat with the old sports emperor last week, and Barry sends his regards to all our Voice of America listeners. Barry is retired now in the southern U.S. state of Georgia. Retired, but not tired. Barry says he keeps busy with his writing and other activities in Georgia. Back to Beijing, and more results on Monday from the 15th IAAF World Championships in Athletics. Shaughnessy Barber of Canada won gold in the men's pole vault with a winning height of 5.90 meters. Rafael Marcel Holzdep of Germany won the silver medal, and Paweł Wojciechowski of Poland won the bronze. In the women's triple jump final, Katarin Ibargwen of Colombia had a gold medal winning leap of 14.90 meters. Hanna Knyazyeva-Menenko of Israel won the silver medal, and Olga Rypakova of Kazakhstan won the bronze medal. After 3 days of competition at the World Championships in Beijing, Kenya tops the medals table with six total, two gold, two silver, and two bronze. If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, those Kenyan gold came on Monday. Ezekiel Kemboi won his fourth consecutive world title in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase, and Vivian Chariot was crowned world champion in the women's 10,000 meters. Jamaica is next on the medals table with three total, two gold and one bronze. The Jamaican gold came in the men's and women's 100-meter dashes as Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce were the winners. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Hayes.